Rez Hashem, we get a new simon, simon lamed beis lev, sif aleph, and there are 52 seifim here, probably one of the largest, if not the largest, simonim of Aruch Chaim, maybe Shulchan Aruch, I don't know, but a very large simon. And we'll be discussing here the halachas of ksivas tefillin, of writing the tefillin. I want to begin with a short, I'm going to share one section of the introduction from the Oiz V'Hodim, Mishnah Brura. And then we're going to go back to the Shulchan Aruch inside. The Simon Shulafaneinu, in our Simon, Yivar Dinei Tikkun Asiyas HaTfilin. We discuss how to make the tefillin. So when a person learns this Simon, this is one of the Simonim, of course, the other parts of Hilchas Tefillin as well, I believe one will come to appreciation of what the Seifer and the Batamachers, what they do in order to make your tefillin. You're going to come to appreciation when you wear your tefillin, to value it more also, to realize how much goes into preparing a kosher set of tefillin. In the first chelik of this simon, we're going to be discussing the parshiyos of the tefillin that are in the batim. And the second chelik from simon lamed zayin and on until nun beis, we'll be discussing the tikkun habatim of making the batim. Now, there are those that ask a question, which is more important, the klaf or the batim? The klaf is so important. It's like the Sefer Torah, which was in the Aron Kodesh. It's hidden. It's exactly the letters of the parshiyos. Or are the batim, they're visible? Which are more important? So I was once talking to a friend of mine, a Sofer, says to me, he doesn't understand the question. It's not a more important, less important. They're both as equally as important. You have to have klaf, which is written properly, in the ksav, and you have to have the batim, which are proper. They're both equally important. So the first section discusses the ksav, the writing. The second section from Lamed Zayin on discusses the batim. There are four parashiyos in the tefillin. What are the four parashiyos? Kadesh, Vayakiviyacha, Shema, and Vayim Shemaya. These are the four parashiyos. Kadesh, Vayakiviyacha, Shema, Vayim Shemaya. Shebechol Achaz Meyehem, Muzkar, Mitzvah Tefillin. Why these are the four parashiyos that are in the tefillin? Because in each of these four parashiyos, it mentions the mitzvah of tefillin. Not only that, it is extremely important that these parashiyos are written kiseder in the order that they are written in the Torah. The parashiyos have to be written in the order that they are written in the Torah. Now, in regards to the parashiyos, there are three sections over there. Gimel Chalakim. One is the tikkun haklaf. One is the preparation of the actual parchment itself. Tikkun haklaf. She'ein l'chtoiv al ha'ar. You can't just write on the leather, on the hide, the way it is. You have to prepare it. You have to prepare it, take off the top leather of the hair and cut it off and prepare it. And then get to the actual klaf itself to write on it. Then there's another section of the diyoy, the ink. The ink has to be prepared and used properly, l'shma, l'shem mitzvahs, tefillin. And then we come to the batim, which we're not going to discuss now. I will just mention one point of the three main sections of the batim. That is, the bias is called the ketzitza. Many times you have the box itself, the box of the tefillin that housed the klaf, is referred to as the ketzitza. Kuf tzadi yud tzadi hei. The ma'avarta is that back part that the ritzua goes through that holds your tefillin to your arm or to your head, respectively. That's the ma'avarta, from the word oiver, to go through. That's one of the ways you can remember that. Then you have the titura, which is the section around the titura, in front of, like the little protrusion in front of the in front of the bias, in front of the box. That's the titura in the front. Okay? So now, with that little introduction, let's read the words of the Mechaber in Siman Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, just forgot to mention, this is Shir number 70, Bezes Hashem. When the Mechaber tells us, Mitzvah Tefillin, Sheyichtoiv Ara Parashiyos, the Mitzvah Tefillin, as the Gemara Menachas, Daf Lamed Dal tells us, is to write Dalid Parashiyos, Shehein Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, Ad Lumoy Ado, Miyami Yomima. That's Parsha number one. That's parsha number two. Parshas Shema until Uvish Arecha. That's parsha number three. Uparshas Vayam Shemaya until Al Haaretz. That's parsha number four. The Rama says it's Sarich Lekosvam Keseder Hazeh. One has to write the parshas in this order. To first write the first one that comes first in the Torah, then the second one, then the third one, and then the fourth one. Now this halacha that you have to read in order applies both for the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh as well. Vimshino, what happens if a person wrote it in incorrect order? He wrote the parashas out of order. It's possible. That alone will create an invalidating factor for the tefillin. Now, how are you and I going to know if they were written out of order? If there is something on the ksav, in the print, that you like, that you don't like, you could see it. When you buy tefillin, you buy mezuzahs, you could take a look at the ksav that you want to buy, the parchment. How are you going to see if it was written out of order or not? And the answer is, you won't, you can't. That's why it's so extremely important to make sure you purchase your tefillin, your mezuzahs, from a sofer that you trust. You trust that he's an honest Yirei Shemayim, God-fearing Jew. Ulechatchilo yichtoiv shel yad, koidim shel roish. Ulechatchilo, you should write the shel yad before the shel roish. And there's going to be a discussion in Mishnah Berurah what the reason for that is, or perhaps maybe really you should write the shel roish before the shel yad. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Aleph on the same page. So we said we have four parashiyos in the tefillin, Kadosh Li Kol Bechor, Vaya Kiviyacha, and Shema and Vovishor and Vayim Shemaya. In regards to parashiyos Shema, the Mishnah Berurah says it's Tzarich Lichtoiv Dalid De Echod, the Dalid of the letter of the word Echod, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod. That Dalid is has to be kol kach gedoylo, tzorich de echod kol kach gedoylo. It should be a larger dalid. K'may dalid dalus and katanim. The Magen Avraham says like the size of four small dalids. The dalid of echod of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echod, the last word of the pasuk, should be a larger dalid. K'may dalid dalus and katanim, like four small dalids. That's what it should make up. The Afshir could be, says the Mishnah, She'ein Misharin Bo'isa Ksav. It could be we don't evaluate according to the size of the Dalid and the other letters. Ra'kol She'yesh Bo'i Dalid, Dalsin Ketanim Ho'i Tzaki. Says the Magen Avraham, it's efficient. I'm not the Magen Avraham, but rather this is the Prima Godim, that it can be sufficient to make your Dalid just four sizes. In other words, if you take four small dalids, that creates a larger dalid. Does not have to be the dalid from the regular ksav size font that you're using. Okay, that's the Magen Avraham. That's the Prima Godim. Sif Katan Beis, the Mechaber told us, the Rama tells us, it's Tzarich L'Kosam B'Seder Hazeh. You have to write the parashiyos in the order that they're written in the Torah. Kol ha-parashiyos. Bein me'ashal yad, bein me'ashal roish. Whether it's from the shal yad, or whether it's from the shal roish, they have to be written, he says very clearly, what's the limud, what's the reason why that the parashiyos have to be written in the right order? Because when the Gemara says, and the Pasuk says, we learn out, And vayu advarma, these things, we learn out mahavyasan iyu, the way they are written, in the order they are written, that's how you, when you write tefillin, have to write the same way they are in the Torah. V'koshikin shetzorich lizor mitam zeh, even more so, you have to be careful for this reason, shiye kol parashu parashu gufo nechteves kisidra. Shlo yechzer ba afilo ois achas. Then when you write each parasha, so first we just mentioned that the parashas of the four parashas had been the correct order. 1, 2, 3, 4. You can't write 1, 3, and 2. Now we're saying when you write the parasha itself, in the parasha that you're writing, parashas Kadesh, parashas Vayim Shemaya, you have to write that parasha in order as well. You can't be going backwards. A Sefer Torah, you could go back out of order. Now, if not, could you imagine? Could you imagine if there's one psul in the Sefer Torah? Let's say there's a letter missing. When my oldest son was laying his parasha, and he found the psul. They're missing a letter. Believe it or not. Apparently it was also checked, they said, with the computer checking. They were missing a letter. If that, imagine there's a letter. This is Parshas Mishpatim. If there was a letter missing, and you had to go back now, of course, because you already wrote further, it'd be very difficult, right? Can't even say the words. But when it comes to tefillin mezuzah and mezuzah as well, you cannot go out of order. It has to be behalf yosin you. So right along, right away, that right gives us a tremendous appreciation for what a sefer does. If he realizes he missed the letter in the first line, now he's at the end of the column. That's it. Can't go back. Okay. As we'll see, once Hashem, more on this in Sif Chav Gimel, you will not be able to go back and fix it. Sif Katim Dalud, the Rama told us, Bimshina is possible, and if you wrote the parashas out of order, you have possible tefillin, possible ksav. Tefillin shenasu mi'oisin parashas, the tefillin that were written from those parashas. Aval parashas atzmon lo nifsalu. Kegoyin im hischi lichtoi mi parashas vayakiv yacha, yuchul etzarif leze parashas kadesh mi tefillin achir. Im yedei bavadeh shenichtoi kaidem elu. Di lav achi yisayif et toiro luchumra. I'm sorry, di lav achi yisafik toiro luchumra. Okay, so he says like this. If a person wrote these parashas out of order, we just said, it's possible. But what happens, let's say Reuven's writing parashas, and Shimon's writing parashas. And Reuven wrote Kadesh, parashas Kadesh, which is the Kadesh Likol B'chor, which is the first parasha. He wrote that first. Shimon happens to be writing, and he wrote the parasha of the second parasha, Voyakir Yacha. He wrote it after the parasha of Kadesh. You could take from different ksavim, different seifrim, even the same seifer, just as long as you know that the parasha, the second parasha, was written after the first parasha, or the third parasha was written after the second parasha. In other words, it doesn't have to be like from that person who's sitting down, or even that person who's sitting down. It doesn't have to be from that specific set of tefillin. You just have to make sure you know that the parashas you're putting in the tefillin were written one after the next. You can combine. Now, what happens if you don't know? You're faced with the situation. You ask the sefer, when did he finish this? Which one's written first? He says, I just didn't keep track. So now we turn to our general principle, Savik Daraisa. It's a Daraisa. Because the Pasuk says, Vayu advarim, v'havasin yu. It has to be written in the correct order as a Daraisa. So Savik Daraisa is a Chumra. We can't use it. Let's say when you wrote it in the correct order. You hear this now? You wrote Parsha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, all four parshas in order. Baruch Hashem, did great. Now you have another problem. You go back and you notice in the first parsha, there's a psul. There's something that invalidated something in the first parasha, which we can discuss. What are those invalidating factors? All the next three parashas are possible. Wow. Why is that? Because you can't write a new parasha of Kaddish Kol Bechor. Because if you write now Kaddish Kol Bechor, you're going out of order. Yeah. Right? So now everything's possible. So before you go on to the next part, you have to make sure every section is correct.
Right.
Or else, you lose it all.
Interesting.
And this is the Raisa. So in regards to combining from different parashiyos, the same halacha, that if you combine from different parashiyos and you find that what the previous one is possible, so then whatever follows that is also possible. So just for example, let's say you see the third parasha, the parasha of Shema is possible, so then you have the same problem with the one afterwards as well. Sif Kotten Hei. The Mechaber tells us, or rather the Ramah tells us, "Ulechatchila yichtoiv shel yad koid mishal roish." The Ramah suggests that you should write the shel yad first. So when the sefer sits down and he say, okay, you commission him, you ask him to write you a pair of tefillin, so he should start, according to the Ramah, with the shel yad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Mishum demukdam apasuk." Because it says, it says by the tefillin shel yad, it says that the tefillin shel yad should be on your arm. And then it says, totafos beyanecha. The totafos means the tefillin shel roish between your eyes. Ukshatam lo ois al yodecha, bind the first sign on your arm, lo totafos beyanecha. So which pasuk comes first? The arm comes first. So therefore it says the Ramah, write the tefillin shel yad first. V'yeshem lehepech. However, others say the other way around. Why? Because the tefillin shel roish has more kedusha than the shel yad. So therefore, you should treat that one which has more kedusha with more respect by writing it first. So what's the maskana? What should the sefer do? So the Mishruah says, according to the Mishruah says, we follow the Ramah. We follow the Ramah that you should write the Shel Yad first because that's the order of the Pasuk, even though Tzilin Shel Roish is more Kaddish. What happens if a person did follow the other approach? So he says, En Kpeida. It's not a problem. That's what the Mishruah says over here.
A quick question. What
yes. Sefer Kavonis from the Rizal, they write, Shel Chathchili Zor Lichtoiv Kol HaParish Shel Roish VeShel Yad Ritzufim. Now this is a bit on the difficult side here. The Sefer Kavonis says that lichatchila you should be writing the tefillin shel roish and the shel yad. Interesting how he brings it down as the roish first and then the shel yad consecutively without any breaks. V'lo yasik b'neim b'shum dibur klal, and you should not interrupt with any speech in between them. And the they bring over here. The of the basic wording of the Mishnah Berurah sounds like you should be writing the tefillin shel yad and shel roish or shel roish shel yad consecutively without any stopping. So then he said, at least don't stop on the dibur. However, the Shari Tshuva and Sifkot and Gimel, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down to take a look at, he says, hetik is makar advarim. From the Sefer Kavanis, Bezal Loshin, he writes it as follows: Lichtav kol dalar parashas shel roish oy shel yad ritzufin. So he adds over here the Shari Tshuva, and that's what the Mishnah brings down. He says the shel roish or shel yad should be written ritzufin, which means what? Mavur should be in the parashas shel yad or be in the parashas shel roish yochel afsik. So what it sounds like he's saying is that between the shel yad and between the shel roish, you can be masik. But when you're writing the shel yad or when you're writing the shel roish, that you should not be masik. Now, he brings us down as lechatchila. Oh, okay. So you have to know, I'm saying, the tefillin that you're wearing or the tefillin that you're buying for someone, right? Does it have this chumrah of ritzufim that it was not there was no interruption at least when the whole entire Shal Yad was written, or when the whole entire Shal Resh was written. Okay, so we're going to stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, pick up next year with Sif Beis. And the truth is, I take that back. We're going to continue now with Sif Beis, because Sif Beis is a very short, and we'll pick up with Gimel next year. Sif Beis, Mechaber says, Shal Resh Yichtoiv Kol Achaz Beklaf Levado, V'Shal Yad Koisim Kulo Beklaf Echad. When it comes to the Shal Resh, you write it, each one, each parsha, on its own section, its own klaf. And when it comes to the Shal Yad, then you write it all in one klaf. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Kotin Vav, the klaf echad. Min chsev, v'hoi lo ois al yodcha. It should be an ois, a sign, al yodcha, on your arm. The mashma ois echad. It's mashma one sign. Kloimer bayis echad. Meaning one house that is holding that one sign. That's why the klaf of the Shal Yad is written all in one parchment. All of the writings of the parshas are in one klaf. Kushem shu ois echad mi bachutz, kach yesh lo yois lechet chilo, ois echad mi bifnim. Just like it's one sign mibachutz on the outside, so too it should also be written with one sign on the inside. Mibefnim shetia al klaf echad, should be on one klaf. So now someone asks you, what's the reason why the Shal Resh has four or seven klafim and the Shal Yad is one? So you know the answer, because when it comes to the Shal Yad, it says ois is singular. That the same way you have one sign showing on the outside that Hashem is Echad, Hashem is one, Hashem is running over the whole entire world, took us out of Mitzrayim and is governing the world now as well, so too, in the inside, the Shal Yad also should be one. I will be Shal Roi, she yesh boy dalid batim, tzarech shiyah parashiyas ksuvos v'dalid klofim. But the Shal Roi has four compartments, and therefore it has to be written on four separate pieces of parchment of klaf. Of course, there still is a question to ask, so why therefore batim, which we have to get to. All of this is only chatchila, as will be discussed later on in Sif Mem Zayin. V'dad, tefillin shel yad, tzorech liyoyz gam kin kosov dafka b'dalar mudim, kol parasha b'omud acher. Now, even though we said that the tefillin shel yad are written on one klaf, but each parsha has to be written on its own column. In other words, you cannot continue with one paragraph and continue writing a different parsha from the same in the same column. So if you look at, as we had on the screen earlier, Reb Tzemach put on the screen, if you look at the Dalet parashas on the Tefillin Shel Yad, you'll notice that each column of the four columns has its own parsha respectively. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up Mitzvah Shem with Siv Gimel to start to discuss the Dyoi, the ink.